are now listening to the West Side of THA AfterParty.com.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, Honey P, with my boy, Brandon Black.
Yeah.
Check us out every Sunday from 5 to 6 on Hood Humor. Yo, B, tell them what they can expect.
Tune in for comedy skits, prank calls, and our hilarious hood opinions on news and entertainment. You think it, and we say it. We'll see you at the party. If not, we're going to turn our back on you like a bad father. Drake, is that you?
Yo, 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 what up? And we are back with another week of Hood Humor. This is your boy, your man, Doughboy Fresh, here with Honey P, man Ryan, Radio Brother. You may have seen him on his own show. He came to the building today to hang out with us.
Yeah.
As always, Britt, the unseen force behind the show, is womaning the boards.
Applause. I like how Ryan hit us up. You know, Ryan said, I'm going to come hang out with you niggas.
I didn't drop the M-bomb.
Ryan said, I'm going to come hang out with you niggas. And he spelled it with an A-Z, not an E-R. So it was all right.
It's not true, man. It's not true. Y'all know me. I'm woke.
He was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I
had to wake him up.
You already scared me outside, dog.
You know, the video goes on social media later. Mr. Brandon Black, I said, I'm going to show you how you run up on a motherfucker. And Ryan, he didn't disappoint us. He's like, what the fuck?
What he did say, too, man.
Lucky I didn't have a strap, homie.
I said, damn, he may bust a cap on one of us.
Oh,
man.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You would have been the one hit. I would just been the cameraman.
Oh, man. Well, you know, they say that the innocent person gets hit. You know what I'm saying? So the cameraman always.
I can only imagine, like, me shooting you and then me like, oh, my bad, dog. Why you run up on me like that?
He probably would have known some type of southern remedy to sew himself up and use the bullet to cook greens and muscatel, pork,
a few ham hocks,
chopped squirrel.
And then poison me with it.
I'm eating shit myself. Yeah. Oh, man. It's been another damn week, man. Another long week. A lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there.
Disappointing week for me.
Why? What happened?
The Lakers won't make the playoffs.
They I knew that at the beginning of the season.
I ain't that a bitch.
But them Celtics going to be in the playoffs, right? I got an honorary Celtic jersey for every Laker fan who want to jump the bandwagon, you know?
We're good.
Just let me know. Ryan already, he's on camera saying no, but I already gave him one outside.
Yeah, no.
LeBron said to all Laker fans, don't worry, this spell will not last long. The marathon continues.
Man, we need to get Lil B to give us a blessing or something.
Absolutely,
man. Can the base god give the Lakers a blessing?
Come on, Lil B.
Lil B.
Curse the Warriors. He said, remember when he cursed Durant?
You don't remember that?
No, I remember it.
Durant could win a goddamn championship.
Until he lifted it.
Absolutely. He had to come to the Warriors.
He had to come to where Lil B is from, the Bay, to win one.
And he still ain't brushing his goddamn hair.
That just goes to show you, when you important and you got money and you got, you know, the popularity level he's at, you can look how you want to look.
Not give a fuck, man.
That's true. You got to be dripping. But then once you get to a certain level, you can just walk around with a trash bag and you're cool. You know, they're like, this is the new style, y'all.
Oh, me. I met Adam Sandler 8 years ago in sweatpants with a stain on his white teeth.
Millionaire.
Not giving a
no fucks.
We said it on this show a couple weeks ago that Adam Sandler is one of the most successful actors and producers in the industry, and he didn't even graduate high school.
Man.
You know?
Man, and he out here eating like a motherfucker.
Not saying we encourage people to not graduate high school, but just saying, like, for those people who are out there.
That's your prerogative.
You know, hey, it's a chance for everybody.
I mean, don't let nobody shame you, you know.
Don't let nobody shame you. Yeah, you're right.
But if you know, some people, they want to be in school. Some people don't. And some people don't know any better, and they should be in school.
Very true, man.
We got somebody on Facebook said, what's up with the Urkel sweater?
Oh, man. How old is that person? This is motherfucking Coogee.
That's Coogee.
What the fuck? This is a B.I.G. special.
Miguel don't know about that. This is the same guy who used to work at the airport.
Hell no, Miguel don't know.
Stealing lunches. We've seen him steal a few lunches out of it. He would sit there and eat it in your face, your lunch. I said, yeah, you
know. That's cold.
Where Ricky Smiley say something wrong with him.
Hey, what up, Devon John? I'm going to go Rick Ross, no shirt next week, man.
Wait,
I'm
what?
I'm going out after this.
All right, I came
show.
At the right show.
I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it next week,
man. I'm glad I didn't tell you let me come next week because I do not want to
do
see
it next
that.
Show.
Absolutely.
It may be hot next week. We may come tank top Sunday. You know what I'm saying? We may get a few new extra tattoos just for that. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if I could get my girl, Miss Ink Bomb, to draw me up a grip of fake tats.
A fake tats?
Because I don't have the money to get them right now. I wonder how much she'll charge me to do a grip of fake ones. I'm going to reach out to her, and then I'll come in this bitch.
Get you some Tekashi's, huh?
No shirt. Absolutely.
get it done in henna, though, you know?
So oh, yeah, that'll be
stays
that'd be
for
dope.
A little
that'd
bit, you know?
Absolutely, man. I'm going to lose weight, though, man. I'm gonna do the Wendy Williams diet.
What's that?
Snort a lot of cocaine.
Be careful, though. I heard you just gained it all back after.
Yeah, you know what? I'm trying not to quit, so I might just go full throttle. You feel me?
Full throttle.
She quitting right now. She announced on her show that after she leave the show, man, she go to a group of meetings around town, and then she goes to her sober living.
Sober
home.
Living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Curfew but, at 10:30, and then she wake up and do all that shit over.
But you know, if you really looking, if you really follow a lot of artists, especially mm-hmm. older artists, like one Method Man. I'm a fan, been a fan of Method Man. You know yeah. that situation back in the day, him and Wendy Williams had it out because she mentioned something about his wife at the time. She was sick. He didn't want nobody to know that.
Yeah.
She put it all out there. And he said a few things like, I don't say shit about when you out here snorting coke, sucking motherfuckers off. And now it's coming out. People were saying like, oh man, she don't do that.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Yeah,
now it's coming out. Like I
it's
say.
It's coming out, man. It gets, man.
Method Man, me too, her. Right.
Can we get Method to comment on the situation? I wonder what he's saying. Like, I told y'all.
He'd be like, ah, oh, this ain't news. I've been knowing this shit.
You know, one thing shout I hate about that Pete. Shit is like, some people will say, remember when Wendy Williams was big, like had all her weight? I people would confuse me so much because you see a lot of older men say, ah, oh, Wendy Williams, that's a man. That chick look like a man. Then the same dude say, ah, oh, fuck her. Say, wait a minute. Like, you got me confused.
Well, my homie Berg said he was smashed back in the day. He was one of the first that kept it 100 with me. Shout out to Berg. Like, I would hit that. Would you hit?
Nah.
Would you hit?
I need to see a photo. My memory's not that good right now. I'd be down though. Most likely, I'm just gonna say yeah.
Well, you know, Hennessy changed your mind on anything, man.
No, anything is possible, man.
Anything is fucking possible.
Oh, you pulling up a photo?
I'm gonna pull up a photo.
All right, let me see. We gotta put when she was fat though.
Would say right? Anything is possible.
Oh wait, this is her crying on the show.
That's a big stereotype, but not all black people drink Hennessy. I don't like Hennessy.
Let's see if
that was Wendy Williams. You know when she had the weight on her. You know now, show me
throwback,
Whitney.
Yeah,
show me
throwback.
Whitney Williams. Shit.
Oh, they went super bad. That's kid throwback. Oh look,
yeah.
Back
see,
in the day, she was.
You know what I'm saying?
Look back in the day when she was on Martin. She did that episode of Martin. She didn't look bad.
I thought that was Hustle Man. You talking about back in the day? What the hell?
Oh man. Oh, she was a cute little girl.
And that's media. That's the industry for you. Look at Jamaican artist Spice, the reggae singer.
I like her. She thick than
you see what happened now. She's the same color as Sammy Sosa.
You lying?
Yeah.
No shit.
It we seen it. She said that she don't like her complexion, so she went and changed herself all the way over. She went from dark skin to very, very light.
And that's why when people tell me that white supremacy isn't a thing, I fucking laugh at them and then I cry and then I slap them.
Cause you see the effects.
Yeah, dog.
Long lasting effects.
For generations.
For real.
Like, now, do you feel it's white privilege still out there? Like, do you feel white people get ahead easier than other races? And I'm asking this. I don't know your nationality or nothing. I'm just asking the question.
I mean, shit. I feel like they just get a pass for more shit. Maybe they don't get ahead, but
get a pass.
They don't like get pulled back as much as people of color do. I feel like maybe they're not like. I mean, but this college scandal.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers getting ahead, right? Like,
absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. What
And then Dr. Dre had to go donate $70 million to create a whole school for his girl to get into
USC. What's her name from Fuller House, right?
Yeah,
she paid for her two daughters to go to SC and shit. And lied and said they was on a road team and
cheated on the test. And there was like a whole, actually, I heard it was like a whole consulting firm that was like selling spots. It's not just one person. It was like, it was a racket.
That's crazy. Hey, this is America, man. It's all about the dollar. If you got the dollar, you can do some shit.
And historically, especially who has the money? Who has the money historically?
White folks, yeah. Man.
And you know what's so crazy? A perfect example. I was looking on Twitter a few days ago, and they had an NHL fight. You know, everything stops in hockey. Referees stop all the players, let them two fight. That's a part of the game.
Right.
NFL, MLB, soccer, Major League Soccer, or even soccer from, you know, country soccer, Argentina versus Brazil.
Yeah.
Any other sport besides NHL, when the players get into a fight, they're considered thugs. They're considered hooligans.
They get fined.
They get fined. Barbarians. You know
what
I'm saying?
Right.
But NHL, predominantly white. You got quite a few black players now that I've seen, but still 93% white. You know? Why is it that it's okay for them to fight but not other sports? When animosity runs high in a lot of, especially football, cheap hit, you're going to get mad.
Absolutely.
I feel like hockey's way more physical, though, I think. Like, every player is, like, trying to hit every other player. Like, you know, like football, some players are trying not to get hit, and other players are trying to hit them. But in hockey, it's like everybody's hitting everybody, trying to get the puck, you know, the checks.
Yeah.
So,
I think most of the linemen in football don't really get hit like that. Don't make a lot of contact. The D-line, of course, if they make it to the quarterback, you got some hitting and shit there. But, yeah, it's mostly like the safeties, cornerbacks, wide receivers, tight ends, et cetera. You feel me? But
Bernie looking at like,
I think it is frowned upon, though, in like predominantly black sports. Like, oh, here we go again. If you look, the Negroes are fighting once again. But some shit is called for, in my opinion, like the whole Russell Westbrook situation. When a white dude told him, get down on your knees like you're supposed to and shit. He didn't get physical. He cursed their ass out. And then dude got on camera playing the victim. He was talking to my wife. She's only 5 foot. And then we found out, oh boy, low-key been tweeting Russell for years, talking shit online. And he made some racial slurs. Like,
The receipts internet are out there, dog.
Out there. The internet. Yeah. Bitch, Twitter will find you. Do some shit on Twitter that they don't feel is cool. They will find. They found out where the dude worked. All type of shit in less than 24 hours.
That's why I went back and deleted a bunch of, like, questionable tweets from, like, my earlier days, you
like,
know?
Like, ah, we gonna delete
that. It's
like,
that. Oh, I used to talk like this? Crazy. But my homies are even bringing up old shit. Yeah. I was like, oh, I got to get rid of that one.
Somebody said, was that you who said, or was I listening to the radio, man? Was like, we live in an unforgivable world now, that people don't allow you growth.
They don't.
Yeah. Or if you fuck up, it's there and this is it. You lose sponsorships and all type of shit. It's no room for error now.
Nobody wants to forgive anybody anymore. They just want to play like they forgive, but they not gonna forget.
But yeah. I also feel like it's really easy for people to go on social media and be like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. But like, you don't actually know if like they did the work and they actually they actually really telling you like, oh, I fucked up, like they own it. Or like, I feel like, you know, you gotta have some kind of conversation about like, this is why it was wrong, this is what I learned, this is how. But like, that doesn't happen because there's no, it's too quick.
They just
trying
to save
face. Oh,
they fucked
up. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Like, okay, no, not your bad. Like,
like, no, it's
like,
not cool.
Like, I think you need to figure this shit out. Like, give us like 6 months, you know?
Bro. Speaking of fuck ups, Shaq joined the board of directors for Papa John's.
Papa John's.
Trying to help them revive their image from their little racial stint of nigga.
I mean, and it's crazy because I'm a fan of Shaq. You know, I'm still a fan of Shaq. I'm not going to dislike Shaq. You know, I can agree to disagree to what he did.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But come on, man. It's like these companies get in trouble with not just the black race. Because a lot of these companies make comments about everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Black, Hispanic, you know, Asian, whatever.
And who's right there cooking the food and working the register.
Yeah. But look at the people they need to use to bring their business back.
Fuck yeah.
The same people they were talking about.
And I heard Papa is a bigot. I don't even think he's directly involved in the company no more. Like, and dude is paid like a motherfucker. Have you seen his house? Huge. He living like a castle. I was like, damn, I didn't know selling pieces can get you all of that.
Isn't there a conflict of interest, though? Because doesn't Shaq already have a restaurant? Doesn't he do some food thing?
But I don't think it's pizza, though.
I know it's not pizza, but it's like,
Shit.
Don't you have enough food, fam? Like, can't you focus on one thing at one food venture at a time, you know?
Shaq still got some growing kids. They almost at the age where he ain't got to pay no more. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you got to keep them. And you know what? I applaud Shaq because the average athlete, NBA, NFL, 5 years after their career, they're broke. Shaq still got money coming in.
I saw that documentary. You know? It's called Broke.
Shaq still got money coming in. He got money. He's probably making more money now, or it's probably equal to what he was making when he was playing, but he don't have to do as much work. He don't have to go to different cities, play ball here and there.
That's because Shaq got a hella likable personality.
Yeah.
I mean, he did come out in a couple of movies where he was a lovable character, you know what I mean?
What's it, Shazam?
Shazam and Steel? Yeah. Remember Steel? Steel was my shit.
Featuring Brandy's brother?
Hey, and people forget, his albums did good.
Oh, absolutely.
People forget about
Shaq
his music.
Probably the fucking highest selling basketball rapper ever. Like,
I didn't even know he had albums.
He had some New York legends. Shout out to them, Peter Guns and Lord Tariq. He had them on there. Like, come on, man.
Shaq is a pawn. They went and got the biggest Negro they could find.
So you calling him an OJ Simpson?
calling him Uncle Tom, homie. Calling him.
Right, just a piece. Really, Shaq has nothing to lose. Papa John is the one who's really trying to use him to gain in this situation. Hey, he's friendly. Everybody loves him. Shaq has never really been in no controversy. Matter of fact, his wife got caught cheating and putting up houses for cats and shit. So Shaq, and he wanted to be a cop. Everybody loves fucking Shaq.
But I heard
I'm pretty sure he got a nice check.
Well,
absolutely.
I heard they took away his honorary, badge. You know, because he's not really a cop.
Yeah.
He didn't go through the whole process like real. He's honorary. Like, Steven Seagal is the honorary chief of police in, I think, some parish in Louisiana.
Hmm.
So he don't have to be there Monday through Friday like these officers.
Right.
When he come back, I can be a cop. I'm honorary. But after that altercation with Kobe, remember that little feud?
Beef?
They took that away from him. I don't know if they gave it back.
Fuck it. I mean,
he don't need that
Shaq
shit.
Shaq couldn't be no fucking cop anyway. At the end of Shaq's career, he was barely running up and down the court. How the fuck are you going to chase somebody and make an arrest?
How you going to shoot?
Thank you. Do they have a uniform big enough for Shaq? Like,
his finger can't even get through the gun hole right there. You know?
That's why he had to make his own shit and steal, because there's nothing big enough for him to rock.
Right.
Shaq had that same gun Hellboy had. You know what I
mean? Can we get some fucking new Popeyes commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm tired of that. Hey, sugar, why don't you come down and get this new $4.99 special? Have some of this New Orleans seasoned chicken.
And I just went to Popeyes, too, a few days ago, and I hate that. You got to ask for napkins. You got to ask for honey, ketchup. Y'all going to give me chicken, fries, biscuits, red beans, and rice with no utensils, no napkins, no... Goddamn.
I got a confession to make. I haven't been to Popeyes in a long time.
Yeah, stay away from that shit, especially as long as she on. If you come now, I'll throw in a gallon of my famous sweet tea.
Like, sweet tea?
Bitch, why are you so happy?
Yeah. She get some free yard bird out of it. That's why I said.
Yard bird.
That's what she get. You know, anybody listening who want to comment on anything that we talking about, y'all can just give us a call.
213-270-1969.
Uh-oh, Ryan like that 69.
He like that.
My
gobble,
favorite
gobble.
Number, dog.
My favorite number.
I got a pullover hoodie that has, it says shots fired on the front, and it says sneaky 69 on the back.
Hey, you on the line with Hood Humor. Who is this? Can't hear nothing.
Hello? You on air?
Deacon, speak up.
All right. Anyway,
back to our regular.
When you said you had a hoodie, I was like, "Whoa, where's this going? Is he gonna say it's like leather in the mouth part, zip up,
and then leather in the mouth?"
No, that's the one my girl has.
Oh,
freak
man.
In we the morning.
We don't got matching ones, though. There's no him and hers, you know, just hers.
Nah, just hers.
Just hers.
The handcuffs and shit you put in a secret code, the whole wall open up.
You know,
we have a safe word and everything.
Uh-oh, the safe word. Let me the fuck. You know, the safe word.
Sneaky's Funhouse.
Sneaky's Funhouse.
Shades of Sneaky. Y'all shouldn't have gave me no beer, man. I'm feeling myself.
I hope just keep feeling yourself. You know what I'm saying? Nobody else.
It's just me.
Hey, the police in New York looking for a dude, man, for kicking a 78-year-old woman.
They found him.
Oh man, that's good.
This nigga's ass.
Did he know this lady? Not saying that if he knew her,
I don't
all right,
know, man. I read the article but didn't see the video.
The video is horrible.
Really?
Motherfuckers sharing it are even more horrible for sharing it.
Yeah.
It like hurt me to see that.
How the fuck?
And motherfuckers just filming it.
Right.
He's not going to step in and be like, yo, chill on the old lady beating. Like,
then he stepped off the train with the look on his face like, yeah, you know, like, I hope y'all got that on film.
Come on, man.
Like damn, like, you want some street cred for beating up an 80-year-old woman?
And then the cops saw that and were like, oh, we're going to find you.
Right.
And we already know that you knew what you were doing and were down because of that last part.
Thank you. Do you think we got a problem in society now with people trying to go viral or do anything for views?
I don't think he was going viral.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think he did it to go viral.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, and you don't think he did it to go viral?
No.
Just in general, I feel like...
No, go ahead.
I mean, there's a culture that awards that behavior.
Right.
It goes viral.
Right.
Ends up on the news.
Right.
You know, their followers go up.
That's true.
So there sets an example for other folks. To try to follow that model. But you always have to be more extreme.
Right.
You gotta up it up. Because you can't do what the last person did to go viral because that already happened.
And I think that's the problem.
Yeah. So it's like you up it until.
It's no end.
Someone falls off a building trying to do some shit.
Some crazy shit. A dude actually died like that.
I know.
But trying to go viral.
No, he was like shooting a selfie, doing like this crazy, like walking on the edge of a skyscraper shit. Fell off, man. There's an article about people getting hurt.
Yeah.
Because like, they're hiking or doing some shit in nature and they're trying to get the perfect video and
they're
falling, they're breaking shit.
An Asian girl actually died too, man. She was known as, I think, the bikini hiker or something like that. But she ended up falling off the side of a cliff and they couldn't find her for like 3 days. And all she had on was a bikini. So she died.
Of like exposure.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, that shit is crazy, yo. YG made a suggestion though. He said he feels like social media companies should hide the number of followers and views.
Social media,
like, it should be private. And that way people won't do dumb shit to get followers and views.
We got a call.
Yo, you on the air with Hood Humor. This is your man DJ Beezy. Go ahead and speak.
Hello? Alright, now I'm thinking it's a user error, Brittany.
Right.
we're having a little technical difficulties here, folks. If y'all
call again.
Listening.
Call right now.
When we walked in, man...
Wait, you on the air? Hello?
See, the funny shit is, when we walked in and shit, and I went into the control room... I saw Britt like sweep some powder off the desk. And then she wiped her nose. Like, so I don't know if she could be high right now.
Hey, man, you can get her in trouble with Montana. You know, she listens to every show.
What did you say?
Yo, you on the line with Hood Humor. Maybe we can hear you. Who is this?
What's going on? This is S-Man, S-Man Entertainment LLC. I'm live on my radio show, and I text y'all. I appreciate the humor. I love the personalities. Y'all hang up on me again. I ain't calling no damn more.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you watching, listening. We appreciate that you appreciate the humor. What's on your mind? Anything
definitely.
On your mind?
Definitely. I'm broadcasting live here from the beautiful city of the Steel City, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I am a radio host. Like
Blitzburg.
I said, I'm live on my radio show right now. And I just wanted to jump in and give y'all some support.
Appreciate that, man. And shout out to Pittsburgh.
Shout out. My fiance is a Steeler fan to death. I'm a Texan fan, and we clash at football season.
Well, see, you got to understand something, son. I'm from Philly. So, you know, it's Eagles first with me, homie. I believe green and white. You hear me?
Yeah. Y'all got Deshaun Jackson back, I heard.
Bird gang.
Man, it's on and popping, baby. So y'all better learn how to fly, Eagle fly. It's the S-Man Internet Ride Video Show called The Nightcap, baby. Just wanted to call and give you some support.
I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm an Eagles fan, too. Bird gang.
Bet that. Link up with me on Mixler.com/Iceberg Radio, baby. You can hear me live all in your box.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it.
Well, that's dope.
Yeah, right.
Y'all getting shine out here.
Man, that's what's up,
trying
man.
To promote his show. He might be like, your show popping. You got to get my show on your show, man.
He got that radio voice, too, man. That sounds like a Midnight Hour show.
I thought I was watching that porn from last night. That motherfucker had that voice. He told her, look, baby, go ahead and let
me
know.
You ladies, you know what I'm saying? And he's let me like, know how wet you is.
How wet it is.
This is Leon Carbre. My nigga Leon.
And this is all brought to you by public broadcasting donations from listeners like you.
I'm giving away a dildo this evening. If you can tell me what's the song of the hour.
What's the song?
And if you're a man, we got fleshlights.
You got anything coming up, Ryan? You know?
Oh, man. What day is it today? Oh, I got my radio show tomorrow. So Brittany's going to see me twice this week. She already dreading it. Look at her. Dreading it. Yeah, so I do my weekly radio show right here at the After Party every Monday night, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And just talking like people in my network, artists, entrepreneurs, hustlers, and people following their dreams. So yeah. That's what I do Mondays. Hey. And then this weekend, I'm DJing Thursday at Border X, and then I'm DJing on a fitness playground. My homegirl's she's actually one of my guests. She like does a fitness thing in her backyard, so she's like bringing out a boot camp. She wants to DJ, so I'm gonna do that.
It's sort of like that fitness transformation thing. Have you seen that?
No, what's that? But I mean, yeah, she does. She'd be doing like posting up photos, but okay. It's just like people in her backyard. She has tires and ropes and like just trying to get like the community healthy. She's all about that like health keto shit, like yeah. She's super yeah. Into all that. So DJing her little soiree and then private party at the in the evening. So lots of alcohol for sure. That's in my future. All how right. About y'all?
Shit, I just heard alcohol. I was like, where the
Brandon, he said I threw up a gang sign. I don't even bang.
I didn't bang, but I heard drink. Where the fuck is the drink, man?
You were just saying bird gang.
He is an Eagle baby. Fan, you
hell
know.
Yeah.
But I wonder, you know, speaking of that, I wonder how the Eagles feel letting Foles go. You know, he got picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know.
That's a graveyard for Foles.
Hey,
Jacksonville had that one season. Motherfuckers was talking hey, last year. What happened?
Hey, man, there's always next season. That's what the losers always say, right? There's always next. We got next season, bro.
I said it on this show when Brandon said that the Texans ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
And we made it to the playoffs.
I made it to the playoffs. What
hey,
happened?
But I'm going to say it this year. We going to the Super Bowl next year.
We're going
to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl.
Man, this was making predictions.
It might be a battle of Texas. I hope it's the Cowboys against the Texans in the Super Bowl.
Man.
Wait, can that happen?
They're two different, NFC, AFC.
Ah, sorry. I'm like a little ignorant when it comes to sports.
Yeah, football, I know a little something myself. Don't feel bad, man.
Yes.
but I want to see the Cowboys go to the Super Bowl just because Cowboy fans are annoying as fuck. They like Clipper fans. It's like, next season. Hey, yeah, look at next season. If that shit didn't happen, it's like, come on, man. God, please let them go there just so they can shut the fuck up. Let them lose in the bowl so they can be like, well, at least we made it to the bowl. At least we made it to the bowl. Remember, Clipper fans, I know I got Clipper fans watching. Remember fucking L.A. betrayed the Lakers and started putting up Clipper banners and shit everywhere?
Everywhere.
It was a dark time. Oh. It was a dark time.
That was Clipper. The best thing they could have did in L.A., cover up that Lakers shit and put the Clipper banners everywhere.
Oh, shit. Ain't that female dog.
You motherfucking hater, dog. You a damn hater.
Got another call. Hopefully you're not a Clippers fan, but you're on the line with Hood Humor. Who is this?
This is the Deacon.
Oh no.
Hey, the Deacon is a Clipper fan.
Say it ain't so, man.
That is true.
Hey, Deacon, do you agree with me? That was the best thing they did in L.A. was taking that Lakers shit down and putting the Clipper stuff up.
Absolutely.
This is a smart
Absolutely.
Man.
Absolutely. The Lakers are history.
No, you mean we're
historical giants.
The Lakers are known for supporting the rapists. And that is a documented fact.
You don't even believe that shit.
Around that.
You don't even believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you don't even believe that.
Really?
Remember that time you cheated on your wife and the girl said the same shit?
I've never been married, sir.
Yeah, that's why y'all didn't make it to the altar.
We do know what you did to that white girl when she was screaming that day and people came to watch. Yes, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I heard you only date vegetarians because you like your salad tossed.
Oh,
really? Well, what you did to that Mexican man behind closed doors, you should have been arrested for. And
did he say Mexican man?
Incarcerated for the rest of your life.
Hey, sodomy is still a crime in some states, you know.
Say sodomy. Hey, Deacon.
And that man's name was Robert Torres.
Oh, not Rob Torres. You know what, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Rob is our buddy we used to work with. The Deacon and us, we all used to work together at the airport.
Got it.
For years. And Rob was
a guy. You were breaking people's luggage?
No, that wasn't me. You know, that was Rob. And Rob was the guy that had a few affairs at the job. One was with a guy named Whispers, you know? And me and Deacon caught Whispers in the parking lot one night crying. And Deacon, and we call him Whispers because he got his throat cut back in the day. Somebody tried to rob him. He talks like that. So Deacon walks up to him and say, "What's wrong, Whispers?" And he just... Rob slapped me. He caught me peeing standing up.
Oh, man.
That's a true story.
That's a true story. What did I get involved in?
Hey, isn't that right, Deacon?
That is a very true story.
I believe
what
y'all.
Rob did to that man, he should have been arrested again.
Again, that man hadn't did anything to Rob.
Domestic violence, that's what he arrested the first time. Just because he's a man, you still can't beat on him. You know?
I concur.
I don't care if it is a man, if that's your lover, you cannot beat on him. Are you going to jail? It's simple as that. Rob beat on that man.
Deacon, though, from firsthand experience.
But you know what? That's not true.
He was like, no. He almost got him.
When him and Pastor Toles got into it over who was giving the benediction.
Tell you, it's been 25 years since I had sexual relations because of my religion, sir. Thank you. Once I get married, I'll rectify that problem. Thank you, sir.
Did you say rectum?
Rectify. You know, he'll straight kid. Hey, see, Deacon.
Freudian slip, I think.
Deacon getting me in trouble. My lady's saying she gonna whoop my ass for telling that story. It's a true story, though.
Man.
Hey, you just gotta be careful, man. Montana told me day one. Everybody's listening. They just don't tell you they're listening.
Oh yeah, they listening. Hell
absolutely.
Yeah, they listening.
Hell yeah.
You should see the people that inbox me on Twitter, especially when the Deacon calls in.
So those listening know that several years back, Deacon got arrested for lingering around a high school.
Oh, is that true, Deacon?
This is coming from a man that's right now, right at this minute, is sitting there in your studio, butt asshole naked. Brandon, you
like, like it ain't a live stream.
Like there's no video.
Deacon got kicked out of Olive Garden for licking breadsticks and put back.
Licking breadsticks.
Deacon just lost all credibility, bro. I don't know if I can believe him anymore. I don't know all these true stories. I'm gonna have to go back on my belief right now.
The Deacon is a noble man. But, you know, he's also a caretaker. He said the 90-year-old woman that I look after, I really look after. After because I take care of her and I fuck her. He really looks
what
at
the
her.
Hell? What the hell? All I want to know is if one thing's true, which everybody been discussing for the last 5 years about Brandon.
And what's that?
Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Is it true that they say annually since I guess the year that they stopped was the year 2007? They said, due to your appearance.
That shit taking too long.
Every year at the Rose Parade, they used to start the Rose Parade off with a bugle blow. But they say once you showed up, they canceled that performance simply because they said you came out there You blew that bugle.
That shit too long.
Asshole. And they say they did not permit that, and they canceled the bugle blowing ever since you blew your asshole. The bugle with your asshole.
Favorite hobby
and made
is,
it go loud.
Deacon's favorite hobby is eating.
You a sick man.
Deacon's favorite hobby is eating yogurt cups without a spoon. He's just like licking his tongue in there.
That's what I like to do. It's like a game.
Well, Deacon's still alive. We're going to make sure y'all exchange numbers. Lick each other yogurt cups.
Ooh, I walked into that one.
That's what I like to do.
You know what?
Hey, he got excited to the motherfucker.
Hey, Deacon.
Me too. I was like, I found a friend.
Hey, Deacon, you know that other true story? You know, we had a gay coworker, and we all ordered something from the catering truck at LAX.
Yeah.
So Deacon brought him over. I'm going to buy you lunch. So Deacon said, wait, I'll order for you. He'd like a hot dog combo. With fries, no bun, just mayo on the tip. And the guy said, what kind of fucking order is that? He said, I thought it's something you like.
It's called the Deacon Dog.
No, but gay men like buns.
Brandon would know what a Deacon Dog is.
I saw it on hard copy back in the day.
Hey, Brandon, what'd you tell him after he ate that first bite off of that hot dog with the mail on the tip? You said, son, you never do no shit like this with no damn hot dog. Brandon said, I politely grabbed it. That part that he bit off, I turned it around. It's stuck in my asshole.
What?
Ryan said, where's this guy's church at?
I didn't speak to the congregation, man. They must have some real stories.
Hey, Deacon got a reputation for wearing his boxers backwards.
Wearing them backwards? Is that true, Deacon?
The hole was supposed
to go in the back. It took Brittany a second to get that one. She was like, what? Oh, shit.
Hey, Deacon, your boy Dean said your favorite hobby is talking about men doing homosexual things. That's a fact. What do you got to say to Dean?
Well, this comes from Dean, right?
Yeah.
This is coming from a man which, how many witnesses was it? Something like 40 witnesses that actually saw that man, and you realize this man worked at the airport. He was a baggage coordinator. His job was to deal with bags. Yet, he felt it was his job when he heard or felt a vibration in the bag. He opened up that bag and over 40 people saw him sniffing a dildo.
Oh, what?
And the cool part about that, as I did my investigative work as I usually do, I went upstairs to customer service and found out that dildo belonged to a man.
Hey, this is a true story.
Yo, Dean, you a sick man, Dean. You a sick man.
You can tell Deacon, this nigga tell stories like motherfuckers got all day. See, what the world with July 3rd? Was it 83 or 73?
He doesn't realize we all have short attention spans because social media now.
And the wind was blowing. And I said, man, the wind blowing cold out here because it was cold. I know because I had my jacket. I had the blue jacket. And then you be like, God damn. Hey,
I only wear blue on Wednesday, so it must have been a Wednesday.
Like, yeah, it had to be a Wednesday. And Carla called me.
You got
to
get everything under 59 seconds.
Even Pete knows on social media. Pete said that's a true story. Pete knows that's a true story.
that is. Everybody saw him. Everybody saw him. And you know what he said to me, Brandon?
What's that?
He replied, as I caught him in that act and proved to him what he was doing, he said, you're an asshole. You're an asshole. Well, my bad. I shouldn't have went and found out that you were sniffing a man's thigh.
Oh, my God.
Y'all
Deacon,
a dildo that belonged to a man.
Yeah, y'all was at the airport doing shit, man.
Yeah, we had fun.
And then they wonder why we're not safe.
Right. Hey, we were the people loading planes. We weren't in charge of screening people.
Yeah, the motherfuckers working there crazy.
Hey, what's up with Tim, man?
I don't know, man. I ain't seen him
in
a minute.
Years, man.
Tim was cool though. Tim was the dude that I used to have a basketball team in this league in LA every summer. I may put one back this summer. Anybody listening want to join? Holler at me. You know what I'm saying? But Tim played with us one time, and I liked how Tim played because Tim was about 6'1", 350 pounds trying to play ball. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was fun watching the little, you know, your little chubby homie run up and down the court.
6 foot? That's a big chubby homie.
Tim was a cool ass dude.
Hey, Deacon.
Tim is a great man, because I remember when he first came to the airport, he told me, I was like, yeah, you know, man, there's a lot of stuff going on around here. You know, around here, there is a little prejudice rolling around here. He looked me square in the eye and told me, you old man, old people, y'all always talking about prejudice. There's no more prejudice in this country anymore. That was about 2008, 2009. And I said, this young kid, he'd been dealt a disservice by whomever helped him out through his life.
It's because you were talking when Obama was president, man. Everybody thought nobody was racist anymore once Obama got elected.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Obama was that was one of the best things that ever happened to America, electing a black president. But I'm going to keep it real. Obama didn't do shit for the black community. Yeah? I mean, real shit.
That's true. That's true. But man. Tim told me that, I said, well, whatever. You know, you man, you don't know that yet. You will learn in the future. Well, he did. 4 years later, when they demoted his ass, he was like, prejudice, motherfuckers.
Hey, that is a true story. This is the guy that said, there is no prejudice in America. And when he got demoted from his position 4 years later, he said, these motherfuckers are prejudiced. Hey, Deacon. Yeah. Nisi said you trying to multitask. You jacking off and talking on the phone.
Who said that?
Denise said that.
Denise is sick. What she did to my buddy when he was asleep one night, she put women's lib back 50 years. Because he grabbed the slong, just grabbed it and started knobbing on it.
What the? Hey, Ryan, do you believe this guy is a deacon of a church?
No, I don't. Boy, see, maybe the church of Satan.
Oh! Who said they didn't?
Ryan said he doesn't believe you're a deacon at a church.
Nah, I believe he's a deacon. That's why he can't be a pastor.
Well, hey, he was just promoted to a minister a few weeks ago.
Oh, no. I got to talk to these folks.
Consider this guy. What's your name again, sir?
They call me Sneaky.
They call you, they call you Sneaky because you peeky peeky in people's booty booty.
Hello there.
You know these peeky 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 one of them guys that be playing.
I like making eye contact with the brown eye, my boy.
Sneaky. You say you go tongue lashing with your tongue in them brown holes, huh?
I'm all about that. Like the groceries, homie.
Uh-oh.
In yogurt cups.
No, you all about pegging, like the rest of you ladies are.
I hope not.
I didn't hear that. What?
He said you're all about pegging. Mm-hmm. You don't even know what that is.
I'm about to
look
learn.
Look at him. I don't know what that is. Don't say nothing, Sharon.
I'm usually the one doing the pegging.
Oh. He laughed. Yeah, all right, sir.
Y'all get this. All right,
that's the end of our show now.
That was a like, yeah, the fuck right. 5 minutes.
Hey, Deke, we got to let you go, man. We running short on time.
All right, my brothers.
All right, hey, my brother.
Like the deacon always said, my brothers, shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll be amongst the weirdos.
What Denise say, Deacon is a cup away from pissing on himself. Man. You're right.
Man, his sermons must be dope.
Ryan gonna go home and look up on Facebook the deacon's church.
I'm gonna go.
First, you gotta look up pagan.
Nah, I'm good. I don't want that in my search history. They might dox me. Next to all the shemale porn.
Well, Brent
the cuckold shit.
Said we only got 5 minutes. Is
it was
that
a good laugh.
Yeah, that was a good laugh.
Oh, now we're four.
Oh,
we're
four minutes now.
Nah,
excuse
she's
me.
She's you motherfuckers. No.
Four.
She's like, shit, it's three by the time you get off.
Yeah, it's all good.
Oh, man.
Britt ain't been the same since she found out Sierra's trying to change Baby Future name. That's Baby Future.
Baby
Future, baby.
You cannot change a man's son name to your new man's son. Your new man's name.
At all.
No, that's not a rumor.
Hey, she's saying it's a rumor. No. She's the authority. I trust her. She went to college for this.
Future better pull up a foe and whoop his ass.
But you know what? What I will say, like me and my fiance talked about, Future needs help. I think he's crying out for help. You know, all these drugs and he talk about in his music. He needs help.
Who don't?
I don't know.
Everybody needs help.
No, but this guy, you know, the way he talking, Percocets, all this shit, he needs help.
He don't even do drugs.
What? Then, look at it like this. Look at Future when he first started. Future had a size on him. Look at him now.
Yeah.
He's kind of on the thin side. Future actually came out here to L.A. into the hood.
That's what happens when you got personal trainers and chefs that be meal prepping for
you.
And
you fuck a lot.
And you do that cocaine.
Yeah.
Did you see Brent? She was like, when you fuck a lot.
She was like, yeah. What are you doing?
She's skinny as fuck.
Turn the camera.
Future
Turn
needs
the camera.
Somebody help Future. I like his music. Help Future.
Russell Wilson actually did an interview and was like, I love Baby Future. Like, he my own. You know, I really love him. Like, it's my son. You know, he is my son. And DJ Envy of the Breakfast Club was like, that's kind of disrespectful. I feel a certain way.
Now you're just defending them, Britt.
What you say?
I respect Russell Wilson. You know what I'm saying? Because once you marry a woman and she has kids already, you have to accept the kids.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? But yet and still, it's like, as far as Sierra, you have to also keep in the fact that this still is your son's father. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
There's no changing that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, it's like
you
even...
fuck a trap nigga. You know what?
You fuck a trap nigga.
You trapped. That's what happens.
You want to live that hood life. Start with too glamorous.
You know what I'm saying?
You went from calling
audibles from a nigga throwing up the hood. You know what I'm saying? You gotta just adapt to what you got yourself into.
Yeah,
that's everybody.
You gave them your goodies.
You gave them her goodies. And then she was doing that all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a DJ, man. That's like the only. I don't even know like two Sierras.
And what's so fucked up?
She only had two.
Oh right. No! What's the joint she did with Ludacris? She had ride. That's what niggas.
That was
Sierra was the shit when she dropped that ride video.
But Sierra looked at two anorexic in that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know, nigga. You tripping?
I don't know. I don't trust
you. You need to look that video back up.
Oh, she's telling us to get off air.
Right.
Talking shit about Sierra.
Man, fuck that. Follow me on Instagram. I am Brandon Black, man. I'm going to be at the Skiptown Playhouse with the homie Eric Mack. That's 3:30. March 30th. For those that don't know, the show start at 8:30.
That's a Saturday, right?
Yes. April 19th, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store. Show start at 7 p.m. You can get tickets for that in my bio. April 30th, I'm going to be at the Ha Ha Cafe. You can find those tickets on my Facebook. I'm sure I'm going to have a link in my Instagram bio eventually, too. Follow my man, Real Honey P. His shit is private, so you got to send him a request. He screen his Instagram page like he do his calls, goddammit. And follow us both at Hood Humor 3. Follow my man where?
At Sneaky ENT. That's SHNEAKYENT for all my upcoming events and appearances. I'm about to go to the Novocaine, eat vegan right now if anybody wants to come. We're going to drink and eat vegan.
Eat vegan. They're going to get drunk vegan. And eat some jackfruit
tacos. That's exactly what we're going to do. Dear mama, dog, jackfruit media, come through.
And shout out to old boy that's called in from Pittsburgh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, that's super dope.
Appreciate you, man.
Honestly,
that was love.
Pittsburgh.
I don't take calls.
But he's an Eagles fan. He's not a Steeler fan. He's
Bird
an Eagles fan.
Bird gang. Boop-a-doop. And y'all heard all the information he said. I'm faded. I can't remember. But shout out to you, bro.
Texans Nation. His name, rest in peace, Mac Dre.
Shit. You know what? Just listen to the replay for all his info. We'll put it in the notes.
We out. We see y'all next week when it's hot.
Sierra doing too much with the name.
Catch me tomorrow.
Leave the baby name alone.